The story of Esther and Malka begins Vayhi b'Yemei Achashverosh. The Gemara says, Kol Makom Shenemer Vayhi. Anytime the word Vayhi is mentioned in Tanakh, Eino Ela Loshen Tzar. It's an ominous sign, indicating impending doom. Vayhi is a contraction of the words Vayhi, woe and mourning. Vayhi in the Megillah prefaces the story of Haman. In contrast, say Chazal, V'hoya Loshen Simcha. Anytime we find the word V'hoya, it's an expression of joy. So what's the difference between Vayhi and V'hoya? Vayhi refers to something in the past. Vayhi, and it came to pass. V'hoya alludes to something in the future. V'hoya, and it will be. There's a common phrase that people say, I can still remember when back in the good old days. People are fond of the past. Back in the good old days, when a dollar was a dollar. Or take me back to the good old days. People relish the old days, the years gone by. So why is the past Lashon Tzar? Because when you harp on the past, that inevitably brings about heartache and despair. Back then, life was good. Back in the 80s, everything was so much easier. Everything is so much more difficult now. People lament, had I been an adult back then, had I been in business then, had I been learning yeshiva then, under that Rav, with that Rosh Yeshiva, then I would have been successful. Saying Vayhi is making excuses. Vayhi eina ela loshen tzar. Don't live in the past. The most important day of your life is today. The most important moment of today is now. It's a moment in time that will never come back. V'hoya, on the other hand, is loshen simcha. If someone believes that better days are ahead, I'm just going through a rough patch now. It's a learning experience. I'm going to grow from this hardship. Then, v'hoya is a positive. However, sometimes even v'hoya can be used in a negative way. People worry about the future. How am I going to marry off my children when I can't even make ends meet now? How is my daughter going to find a shidduch when we are now in a shidduch crisis? How am I going to get my child into school? They only have 10 slots for 80 applicants. Agonizing over the future can lead to anxiety and despair. When we daven Maariv, we ask Hashem, V'hasar satan milfaneinu imayachreinu. Please remove our worries that the satan tries to create in our minds. Milfaneinu umayachreinu. Worries from the past and from the future. In Parshas Eikav, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Ma Hashem shoyl, what does Hashem ask from us? The Sfarim explain, you know what Hashem is asking from us? V'ata, this moment in time. This is what Hashem wants from us. Live in the moment. Just focus on right now. Don't bemoan the past and don't be concerned about the future. Have faith that just like Hashem provided until now, He will not forsake us and will continue to provide. David HaMelech said, Ki rega ba'apoy chayim bertzaynai. Ki rega, if all you have in your mind is this rega, this moment, chayim bertzaynai. You'll live a life of peace and tranquility. The Pelayoyitz writes, Amar HaChacham, a wise man once said, Ha'over ayin, ha'osed adayin, v'hoiva keheref ayin, daga min ayin. The past is irrelevant, the future has not yet occurred, the present is fleeting, daga min ayin. So why worry? Statistics show that 90% of the things people worry about never happen. So why worry about it? The Dubna Maggid was renowned for his ability to make almost any point by way of a parable. So he said, a pauper once trudged along a country road, and on his back he was carrying a heavy sack consisting of all his belongings. As the beggar began to tire, to his delight, he sees a carriage pulling up alongside the road. Hop on board, the driver said, and I'll give you a ride into town. A few minutes later, the nobleman turns around and sees this beggar sitting there, and he's carrying his heavy load on his shoulders. He says, my friend, why don't you put down your sack and rest up? There's plenty of space in the wagon. And he says, sir, it is generous enough of you to give me a ride. I would not trouble your horses, who are surely overburdened, to carry my belongings as well. And he starts to laugh. He said, you fool, don't you realize that even if you put your sack on your shoulders, it is still being carried by my carriage. So why strain your back? There are so many things that people worry about on a daily basis. But we have to remember that every day, we rely on Hashem for our existence. He's sustaining us every second of the day. On average, a person breathes in and out 22,000 times a day. Your heart beats 110,000 times a day. If you do the math, your heart beats over 40 million times a year. Hashem gives us cognitive abilities, our bodily functions, plus all the myriad of miracles that He performs every minute of the day. We are sitting in Hashem's carriage. So why are we carrying this heavy load on our shoulders? We all acknowledge that ultimately, our panasa, shidduchim, fertility is not dependent on us. So why do we spend so much time worrying over it? Why do we carry this psychological burden on our shoulders if in the end, it's really not up to us anyway? Throw down your sack and let Hashem, who carries us and all our needs, do His job. And this is precisely what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Hashlech al Hashem Yehavcha. Throw your baggage on Hashem and He will sustain you. We rely on Hashem for everything else. So just throw Him the rest of your burdens and He won't let you down. So on Purim, turn Vahi into Vahoya. Let go and let God. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.
Ayin, ayin, ve'osin adayin.